What was that? Oh, no, I can.
No, you can't.
No, I can. Thank you. What's your name?
No.
Are you guys, who are you guys with?
Please, we can't answer that question.
Jewish Family Services. So there we go. That's one of them.
That's okay.
So why were you telling people not to talk?
Because you're being rude to them.
You're in a free country now.
Yeah.
Don't let people like this tell you what to do, okay?
Right.
You're in a free country now.
Right.
That's what America is, a free country.
Is there anyone here from your organization that can talk to us? They're calling somebody. I'm sorry you guys have to see this. Unfortunately, a lot of the organizations that are pretending to help are just making money. These guys make money off of your suffering, unfortunately. So I'm sorry you have to see that.
I was having some good conversations with people in line. She went up and rudely told them not to talk to me. I asked her why they shouldn't be talking to me, and she said I was being rude to them. This is it, though. You've got these controlling communist organizations that then they have people come in through this process. They make money on all this. They get grants from the federal government, which you pay for, taxpayers pay for. And then the people come across, I want to talk to them. We're having a good conversation. And she shuts them down. This is the problem. These organizations are the problem. And they're making millions of dollars. And this whole new CVP1 application process Biden and Mayorkas are pushing through, it's basically just a way to bypass and change the definition from illegal to legal.
Can you tell me what the contract, how many millions of dollars Jewish Family Services is making? Thank you. Hey, great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
God bless you. God bless your family.
Yes, America, too.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. So there it goes. That's the bus. Just did a quick live. Wanted to show people what's going on here. Again, in this case, it was Jewish Family Services that was given the contract, apparently, to continue the trafficking here. That's the bus heading out to a community near you. We are down here in San Ysidro Port of Entry. You've got people coming across claiming fake asylum, turning themselves in, basically distracting Border Patrol and Customs. Then you've got, I've been told that Customs is now having to process. Border Patrol's picking people up, even if they came illegally. They're bringing them under the building here, and they're having Customs process them and basically apply for them for CVP, CBP1, and then they're sending them out as if they came through legally. While that's all happening, right up on this mountain, right behind us here, the cartel, while they're all distracted over here, every single night they're pushing people over this mountain. And they're running down here, coming into the community. Last night, I was told that there was somebody came over the wall. They fell. They were injured. And while Border Patrol was responding, there were actually shots fired. As from what I understand, 10 shots fired at Border Patrol. Thankfully, thank God, nobody was hit. But that's the danger that we're facing here. This is what we're dealing with. And the sad thing is, these organizations that are profiting and aiding and abetting this invasion. Now they're claiming it's legal because they've changed the definition using the CBP1 app. It's still all illegal. They know it's all illegal. None of these people will qualify, but it doesn't matter because it just allows them to come in. So it gets them off the border, gets them out of the camps, makes it look like it's not a problem, and they send that problem to your neighborhood. That's what's happening here right now.